There he goes, one of God's own prototypes.
Dude, I would never want to spend, like, even 10 minutes inside of your head.
A high-powered mutant of some kind never even considered for mass production.
Like, it's such a shit show.
Too weird to live, and too rare to die.
What is up, guys? It's your boy, Johnny Buck, here on the Johnny Buck Show. Hope you guys are having an awesome holiday, Christmas, Kwanzaa, whatever the fuck it is you guys celebrate. Had an awesome Christmas with my wife. Very, very laid back, very chill, as I like it. Adjust this camera a little bit. There we go. But yeah, super laid back. As you guys, if you're watching the video, you can see I got a little bit. They got the wall painted, so it's a little shiny. Got some touch-ups to do, but getting this place set up. That way it looks a little better, more of an office. So if you guys are watching live, I'm going to give you a quick preview of what my office looks like right now during air quote office. Like, it's a fucking explosion. That's an explosion. Like, there is shit everywhere. So if you guys are watching the video version, whether it's on YouTube or Spotify, you just got a preview of what my life looks like right now. But we're getting redone, under construction. I get it. It is what it is. But today, what I want to do is talk about the key to success, right? So, you know, if you guys are new, you haven't listened to me before, you don't know who I am. I'm Johnny Buck. I own Rogue Combat Club in Asheville, North Carolina, one of the you know, top jiu-jitsu, Muay Thai gyms in the country. We're in the top 1% of sales, revenue, all like that. But I think what we do even better is talk, and we'll talk more about this, is culture, onboarding systems, processes, stuff like that. Those are things that we do really well. And I would say, honestly, the leadership, both myself and my guys, which I think I got some fucking unicorns, man. But for my guys, it's really impressive. But what we do is we do something different. We do something different every single day than most people. And I think that's what allows us to shine. We got through COVID, no problem. We actually made more money in COVID than we ever have. We chose not to shut down. That's a personal preference. I'm not going to get political about it. I think it was a big fucking scam. But, you know, to me, the consequences of being fined or arrested or whatever the penalties were going to be was significantly less than the value I was giving back to my members. So that's me, you know. So, but what I want to do today is talk about what allowed me to get here. And, you know, I've talked about, if you guys have listened to podcasts as of late, I talked about, I really wish I documented what I got here, because honestly, I don't know how I got here a lot of the times. Deuce, one of my guys, I'm head of my Muay Thai program at the gym. And I was like, dude, I don't know how he got here. He goes, you put your head down. He never fucking picked up. You worked every single day. And that's what I want to talk about today, is working every single day. So, you know, if you guys look at the title, it's called Separation Season. You're going to see a very, little hashtag Separation Season, hashtag grind 24/7, all that good stuff. And there is merit to that. Like, there's a definite grind, but like the separation season, I think it's a talking point right now. It's an Instagram selfie type thing. Look at me grinding in front of my computer, you know, click. And I did it. You know, I considered this time of year separation season. And separation season, for you guys don't know, that's the holidays. It's basically Thanksgiving till New Year's Day, where people take off. They don't work, and you know, that's going to separate you from the rest of the year. But what I want you guys to understand is that's not separation season. How do I know? I've been fucking one of those guys, man. I fucking tried to grind it out all the time. I tried to do this and that and all kinds of different stuff. But really, separation season is, however you want to look at it, you know, it's up to you guys, is January 1st and then January 2nd and then January 3rd and 4th and 5th and 6th and the entire fucking year. Like, that's where separation season is. And today I thought about it. I was writing on Facebook about it, is separation season. So let's say that you grind it the fuck out, because I'm going to grind it out. I'm going to work Thanksgiving to New Year's Day, 24/7, 365, but only during those periods, and you grind it out. Let's say I take those off, because I'll tell you right now, I shut the gym down Thanksgiving Day. Sometimes we do open mat, somebody runs it, I do not. So we shut down the Thanksgiving. We open up the following Monday. So we're closed Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. We open back up on Monday, regular schedule. And there's not many holidays we shut down. We also shut down Christmas Eve through January 1st. If January 1st falls on a Sunday, then we get, you know, we open the 2nd. But we don't come back. We take time off, right? we pretty much shut down for the vast majority of separation season. And the reason I'm able to do that is because January 1st through November 22nd or 3rd, whatever it was, we work. We work every fucking day. So separation season is consistently doing things that you may or may not want to do, but making them compound over the year. And what I thought about was today, or how I thought about today was, imagine if you put a dollar in a bank account every fucking day, or savings, or a bucket, whatever you guys want to do. If you put a dollar into your bank account, right? Every single day, that's $340. So $340 in your account. No, that's not right. $320. $325 in your account. Okay, let's just call it $325. It makes the math easier, okay? So $325 in your account. Cool. I'm going to not put any money in my account Thanksgiving Day through January 1st. Fuck it. So I got $325 in there. Now, if you are grinding during the... separation season, you can put $40 in there. Good job. You put $40 in there. You know, and do you have more money than me? Probably not, because I've consistently put $1 in every single day. And realistically, and this is where the compounding part happens, my $1 in January, it becomes $2 to $3 in May or June, right? So now I'm putting $2 or $3 in because I'm compounding on the effect that I've worked. You know, my momentum has moved. My floor has been raised. Okay, we're going to talk about that a little bit more. But like the separation season, I just take off, man. Like, and I'm not saying I have always. You know, I talk about it, you know, the joys of being an entrepreneur. 2 years ago, a year ago, it's all a blur. New Year's Eve, midnight, fucking mudding an entire wall by myself. Right? That's what I did. And that is the part of the grind. So there is merit to grinding. And I'm going to talk about that as well. But like, this is not separation season. Separation season is the 26th, January 20th, or no, just kidding. December 26th, after all your fucking cookies are done, like you go back to work, you start working on that. I've taken a little bit of time off. I'm back on my diet today. Today is the 27th, right? So, I'll be honest, it's a little concern. I have a little derailment here. I have autoimmune mixed tissue disorder. When I discovered I had it, I was looking at my ankles and they were huge. They're swollen as fuck. And so I started tracking my diet and taking care of that and working with one of the doctors I work with and getting it under control. Two nights ago, I was sitting there playing Xbox and I grabbed my leg and I pulled up across my knee and holy shit, my ankle's swollen. What's happening? And I panic. I'm like, oh my God, it's swollen. And I look at my other ankle and it's completely normal. I'm like, oh yeah, I think I blew my knee out. So that's what I'm currently dealing with, is some sort of knee injury. But you know, so consistently, sorry, ADHD, but so consistently going through things, January, February, March, April, May, June, July, August, September, October, and then into the first half of November, you're going to build a lot of momentum. You're going to raise your floor. What you're able to accomplish is significantly higher. Okay. The other reason I don't like working during separation season is, one, I get to spend time with my wife. Dude, I'll be honest with you. She has been second tier, and that sounds terrible, but she has been a lesser priority a lot. Growing the business. Dude, she took care of me. I was bedridden for 4 fucking days. Like, she took care of me. I couldn't pour into her. Like she literally just made sure I didn't die. All right. So I get to spend this time with her. I get to spend time with her. She's in the other room right now. We're going to go for a hike here in a little bit. Just get out of the house, do something, work those fucking cookies off. Like, we've been really spending a lot of time just enjoying each other, man. Like, she works with me. She's a co-owner of the gym. She busts her fucking ass. She gets after it. Dude, I love her, and she's amazing. She deserves that fucking attention. So I just take time off. You know, we don't travel during the holidays, period. If you want to see me at my fucking house, you know, you're more welcome to come. Give me a heads up. You're not going to eat. I'm not making food for you if you don't know you're coming, but this is what we do. So we take this time to enjoy, like, reflect. What have we accomplished this year? I just got done doing our planning for the gym. We're going to do our personal planning a little bit later. But man, it's just, we've done a lot this year. We've gone through a lot. We've done a lot. We travel fucking every month multiple times. You know, just downtime is huge for us. I'm sleeping until I slept till 9 the other day. It was fucking awesome. Got 8 or 9 hours in. You know, I really just enjoying this time. But the other thing I don't like working during this holiday is nobody else is fucking open. Can't go to the bank when I want to go to the bank, which that's a normal issue for me. But I can't go to the bank when I want to go to the bank. Stores have fucked up hours. Traffic sucks. So I really enjoy this time. So, you know, if you guys really want to focus on separation season, right? Separate yourself from everybody else January 1st or December 26th and 7th and 8th and 9th, you know. One of the things that I've really focused on in the past, I'm going to look at my little phone thing here. And I'll give you guys some cool numbers in a second. I don't know if cool, I don't give a fuck. But I use an app called Streaks. I'm on an iPhone because it's not a third world country. And I track a couple things. I track my workouts, if I read that day, if I drank that day, and if I write that day. I do a little bit of like personal reflection writing. Really, really powerful shit for me at least. But I do that. So, and these are newer habits I've just recently implemented after reading Miracle Morning. Really good book. Highly recommend it. I read the Entrepreneur one. They have a bunch of versions. I bought a bunch of my guys. I'm reading Seeds of Culture now. Phenomenal fucking book. Basically telling me I'm good at what I'm doing. So that's right. But I'm looking at it. And my best streak with working out was 20 days. It was relatively recently. And the last 30 days, I've hit it 91% of the time. So I missed a couple workouts. I only missed two this week, Christmas Day after. I've not worked out. I've read 17 straight days. It was my best streak. I'm on it right now. But I've read 95% of the last 30 days. I've not drank in 166 days. I've been completely alcohol-free for that. Had some gummies a few times. Probably getting away from those two. I'm just going to be boring as fuck. I'm still going to continue to eat mushrooms in places where it's legal, never here. But and then my best streak for writing was 12 days, and I've done it 92% in the past 30 days and 83% in the last 7 days. So that's your separation season. Separation season is the rest of the year, all right? Building that gap, building that momentum to raise your floor, you know? And I talk about it, and I'm not going to say I'll never drink again. Kill my dog. I'm not saying I'm never going to drink again. I've got way too much good whiskey in my house to not, but you know, my floor, like I know for a fucking fact that I can not drink for 167 days. That's my floor. I'm beyond, I'm probably going to drink with my wife on our anniversary in March. We're going, I'm not going to drink every single day, but I'm definitely going to drink. No, I'm definitely going to drink when we go up there. I'm going to be in West Virginia. So I'm going to enjoy time with my wife, but I'm not going to let that spiral. So raising your floor throughout the year, the first quarter, the second, third quarter, fourth quarter, you know, like I know what my minimum operation level is. I will operate at this level. So if I do take off 30 fucking days if I wanted to, then we're fine. Like my wife and I are talking about doing like a 3-week camping trip. Like pack up our shit, go in the woods, like – maybe not 3 weeks, but that's what a family does. A family we saw does. I mean, that'd be kind of cool to go do that for 10 days, 14 days, 20 days, something like that. You know, really enjoy yourself. Leave this little motherfucking phone behind and set it up. And that's where I really think the value of separation season is. Separation season is not Thanksgiving through Christmas. Separation season is the rest of the fucking year. So that's just my thought, man. And when it comes to grinding, there's a 1,000%. I think grinding is necessary. I think it is essential to your growth. But I also know for a fucking fact it is not sustainable. Because when I was grinding every fucking day, working a full-time job, coaching the gym by myself, trying to not ruin my relationship, but I did a fucking lovely job ruining every relationship I had, that grind is not sustainable and it's not maintainable and you cannot fucking do it forever. Man, I'm grinding 24/7. That means you're fucking failing a business. You're not building systems. You're not growing. You're not doing the things you need to do. So the grind is cool for Instagram. Separation system is cool for Instagram, but the real fucking success is getting good at the boring, monotonous shit that nobody else wants to do day in and day out. That's where fucking success is. And that's what I'm really working on this year. I want to get in these habits where I'm doing these things every fucking day to where it becomes second nature and my floor has been raised, right? I had to pay $2,000. We got a good deal to get somebody to go back through my taxes. I did not do a good job of looking at them. I got a bookkeeper. I'm not fucking doing that shit anymore. I'll pay them, right? But sometimes you can't. So that's about it, guys. You know, I want to talk about separation season. A lot of people think that it's November through December, but it's not. It's January through the rest of the fucking year, right? Separate yourself by being consistent. Let those things compound and grow your business, your personal life, your relationship, whatever it is you guys want to focus on. Separation season is every fucking day. So that's it. I love you guys. I hope you get something out of this. If you need anything, as always, hit me up, and I will catch you next time. Peace.